As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising somewhere, and it's time for a Show Me Showdown once again, folks. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, baby. Isn't that the truth? Welcome to our Thursday, October the 27th, 2011, two-hour broadcast. I've become vocal local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is still William Roberts. Always good news. Well, news. Hard facts. Yep, I think they are. And workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is still the home of philosophical radicalism, where for years freedom has been popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. Area code 512-904-8014 if you happen to be in the Austin, Texas area. And for those who are not from around the world and around America, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls will be welcomed. Mail to send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me by email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. I was busy answering emails up until midnight last night. Thank you for sending them to me. Learn a lot from y'all. I really appreciate it. It's that brain trust on the other side of the world. For all of those without internet access, listening by your affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, however you too can be a part of it, simply send your letters to me the old-fashioned way, snail mail, as they say. Keep my postmistress busy, won't you please? We need to have more letters put into mailboxes to keep the postal trucks coming to our little small town post office. Anyway, William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, that's E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, M-O, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all carrying the broadcast this morning. Thank you for doing so. Our call-in number again remains 866-841-1065. All of our broadcasts are archived for you at the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage, and please support our sponsors. The precious metals steady this morning. White metals on the gain. Equities, U.S. dollar index, and crude oil all rising. The EU Finance Summit, we're going to talk a lot about that. Consensus of words without deeds, however. Fiscal frugality and monetary excesses seem to be the way they're going forward. Money, socialism, Ludwig von Mises, UN Future of Cities, Dicey Smoot. Who knows where we'll go today. We've got stacks of books around me. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Out of New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, active trading finds gold off $6.10 at $1,719.40. Opening again above 1,700 bucks. Gotta like that. Silver up 44 cents at $33.81 an ounce. That sounds good to me. Platinum up 13 bucks. The white metal's doing well here. Up $13 at $1,606 even. Palladium up $18. Why don't we see moves like that in silver and gold? Anyway, platinum and palladium up 18 bucks at 665. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a relatively narrow band, $1,705.30 for a low, $1,730.60 for a high, a 25-buck spread there. But at $1,719.40, your gold is up $393.10 year-to-year for a 29.67% return on your investment. You're not going to get that from your local bank, I can assure you. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,708, and well, we're above that.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, October the 27th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now, got that behind us. Anyway, call in number is 866-841-1065. You're welcome to use the number if you like. Active trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Lots of action, but not much, really, as far as percentage-wise is concerned. In the gold market this morning, came in, you know, smacked it down real strong early on this morning, but overall, things are pretty quiet in the gold market. Off $6.10 at $1,719.40. Silver up 44 cents at $33.81. Platinum up 13 bucks at $16.06 even, and palladium up $18 at $6.65 overnight. The SPDR gold shares, that would be your World Gold Council. You say Rothschilds there. I don't know whether they have a yarmulke on this morning or wearing the fish hat. But anyway, the SPDR gold shares this morning shows unchanged overnight at 1,244.16 metric tons, holding the gain that they had yesterday, valued at these spot prices at $68.6 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, however, closed up 162, trying to reach for that 12,000 mark. Didn't get it. 11,869. NASDAQ up 12 at 2651, and the S&P 500 closed up 13 at 1242. Crude oil this morning, big gain in crude oil. Not too happy about that. Up $3.35 this morning. It'll take you $93.55 to buy one of those 42-gallon barrels of light, sweet crude delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning, however, dropped off a little bit, down 68 basis points at 75.51. Of course, that was good news in our foreign exchange rates. The Canadian loonie, again at parity with the U.S. dollar, up 110 basis points this morning, $1 flat. The Mexican peso up strong at 141 basis points this morning, still having to round up, but Speedy Gonzalez has got his elbows and his chin on the taco shell. That's now 8 cents U.S. You can get 13.2267 pesos per dollar. The euro this morning up 110 basis points on the good news out of the EU finance ministries. Anyway, up 110 basis points at $1.41. That's not bad for the euro. The British pound also up 50 basis points at $1.60. The Swiss franc up 128 basis points. I guess those Swiss bankers are just going to have to deal with the $140 cheese fondue. This morning, the Swiss franc in the foreign exchange rates is exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.15 each. The bond market, the yield on the two-year U.S. treasuries, our bonded indebtedness, is at 0.29%, continuing its upward move. The 10-year is at 2.31%. That's your benchmark. And the 30 is at 3.32%. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages on a national average move up, continuing this upward trend as well in the mortgage pit, moving up from 3.33% a month ago to 3.45% this morning. The 30-year likewise moves up from a 4.05% to 4.17%. And so if you had a house in mind or a mortgage in mind, you might take care of business. The prices are getting higher and higher. The gold-to-silver ratio, it's going to take you 50.82 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Let's jump into the economic calendar, see what's happening today. Of course, there's lots of news out there, lots of newsy news, as we like to say around here. But yesterday morning after the broadcast started, we had the new home sales came out and the petroleum status report came out. We'll open those right now and take a peek at them as well. The gross domestic product report is out this morning. The jobless claims are out this morning. Bloomberg's consumer comfort index is out, and pending home sales will be out in a moment. The EIA natural gas will be out this morning as well. Tomorrow morning, personal income and outlays, employment cost index, and consumer sentiment will close the week out. So let's see what we've got on the chart here. New home sales. What's the news? Sales of new homes are coming at the expense of price. What are they talking about? Well, you know, it's always either your price and my terms or my terms and your price, one way or t'other, however you want to throw that about. And what's happened is that people are having to sacrifice, the sellers are having to sacrifice the price in order to get the sales. That's what they're saying here. Sales of new homes are coming at the expense of price. You're going to have to whittle it down. And isn't that the way it usually goes anyway? You go out and you do a listing with a realtor and they sign you up for 6 months or whatever. I guess maybe today they probably get 1 year listings. You know, who knows how long it's going to take to get a sign. They used to just come out and put a little placard on the side of your house, and boy, before you could get the staples in, the house was sold. Not so. Not anymore. Now they come out with an iron pipe, set it in concrete, and put a steel sign up in there and wait. You can mow around that sign for the next 8 months before you see a buyer. But anyway, sales of new homes are coming at the expense of price, you know. But after they get the listing in there, then they'll come back and they'll tell you 3 months from now, well, we're just not getting any calls. We're going to have to reduce the price. And then they reduce the price, and then they reduce the price. They do a price endectomy on you. New home sales jumped, however, 5.7% in September to a 313,000 annual rate that just exceeds Econoday's outside estimate. So things are looking good. They wrote up a lot of bargains. Let's see whether or not any of these close. The gain is centered in the two largest regions, the South and the West. So I don't know whether this is Tuscaloosa, Alabama, getting all rebuilt up after all the tornadoes, or whether they're just selling off excess houses. But anyway, the rise in sales drew down supply to 6.2 months at the current sales rate. Now we'd have to go back and look. I think we had 9.75 months, and now they're going to tell us it's 6.2 months, and this happened in the last week. I would say that these numbers are probably BOGO. Anyway, at the current sales rate, for the leanest level in a year and a half versus 6.6 months in August. Well, we'll see. Price contraction is tangible in this report. Price contraction is tangible. In other words, they can see it. They can feel it. The median price of $204,400 is down 3.1% in a month for the third straight monthly decline. I can't imagine that the median price of houses in this country is $204,000 unless you look at the price of gold and you realize that the purchasing power of your dollar has gone into the toilet and the hammer has been pulled. The average price of $243,900 is down 3.9%, which is also the third straight decline. Wow. That's tough news for young people getting started. You know, you used to be able to go out and buy a house that was a remodel fixture for $14,000, $15,000, maybe a $50,000 home. Not anymore. $250,000, quarter of $1 million for a house. Wow. No wonder people are living in their mother and father's basements until they're 40. EIEIO petroleum status report is out. A weekly swing higher for oil imports. Why are we importing oil? We've got the North Slope, the Anwar, the Arctic oil reserves there that's ready to be opened up. We've got all the oil in the shales. I guess we'd have to get involved with fracking there. We've got all of the oil in Texas, but we keep importing oil. Why? Anyway, it fed a large 4.7 million barrel build.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
So again, rather than reading all the articles that have been written by the professional journalists about these various financial data, we just get the financial data and let you all fill in the gaps for yourself. You know, we don't need to get our Rolodex out and call all the experts and get their opinions. You know, experts say, I think we can pretty well get an understanding of what's going down. On the product side, gasoline inventories fell 1.4 million barrels in the latest week due to a drop in refinery production. All right? So there's several times a year where they just slow down and they slow down and they slow down. They clean this and they fix that and they change this pipe and they scrub this out. And so anyway, they dropped 1.4 million barrels as far as production is concerned. Gasoline supplied to wholesalers at 8.8 million barrels per day is at the lowest rate since February, with the year-on-year rate down 2.7% near its yearly low. All right, that's the number that's really important. What that tells you is Mom and Pa America aren't zipping into the Jiffy Mart there and filling up on gas and diesel. They home. They don't have jobs. They got no place to go. They aren't going to drive up to New York just to march around on Wall Street. All right, it's basically like being under house arrest. And then with all of the checkpoints between here and there, you have to show your papers, please. That's even more incentive to stay home. Gross domestic product highlights. Economic growth finally strengthened in the third quarter, and the component mix is more favorable than expected. Gross domestic product growth improved. Yeah, growth improved to a 2.5% annualized increase in the third quarter, following an anemic 1.3% in the second quarter. So that's quite a bump. It's almost doubled, all right, if there's any truth to it. The advance estimate matched the market expectations for a 2.5% gain. Demand numbers also improved as final sales of domestic product increased an annualized 3.6% in the third quarter. I guess for those of you that are fortunate enough to find something made in America, like mini mag flashlights, that's a good thing. You know, went out last evening and bought a new mini mag flashlight. Couldn't get the other one to work. It's lasted, what, 8 years or something? Anyway, that's the beauty of things made in America. It's not a cheap Chinese plastic wrap flashlight. The knob falls off, the handle breaks, and the bezel collapses before you could even get it home. No, no. Those milled, machined aluminum flashlights are excelente. I strongly recommend them. Anyway, demand numbers again also improved as final sales of domestic product increased on an annualized 3.6% in the third quarter. I wonder, I sure hope not, I hope I never discover that mini mag lights are made by prison industries. I'll cease buying and doing business with them if it ever turns that way. But anyway, final sales to domestic purchasers, excludes net exports, gained 3.2% following a 1.3% gain in the second quarter. This is domestic stuff, all right? Strength was led by business fixed investment, with personal consumption expenditures gaining momentum also. But the strength, again, was led by business fixed investment, whatever that's supposed to mean. Fixed investment, I don't know. It certainly wouldn't be things like desks and chairs and computers and monitors and things like that, would it? PCEs also advanced, whatever PCEs are, 2.4%, following a 0.7% rise the prior quarter. Strength was led by durables, with services also accelerating durables, you know, like washing machines. And they also talk about automobiles, but they always do ex-auto in that, ex-airplanes. Non-durable growth was soft. So people are buying things they need that are going to last, not things that are just going to be going into the garbage wrapper. Next, net exports improved, but at a slower rate. Inventory growth was positive, but at a slower pace. So we're not sending as many of our Gibson guitars to China anymore, but at a slower pace. Government purchases on weakness in state and local spending were flat, and that's good news. As our local governments are feeling the pinch, they're not being as opulent with OPM, other people's money, and that's a good news. Over a modest dip in the second quarter, residential investment posted a modest gain, but slowed from the prior quarter, okay? So people are buying a couple of tubes of caulking and a quart of paint, but they're not repainting the inside of their houses. On a year-ago basis, GDP is up 1.6%, matching the pace in the second quarter. All in all, it's not a bad report this time for gross domestic product. Jobless claims, initial jobless claims are holding steady in a narrow range, just above 400,000. So each and every week, about 400,000 people find their way to the unemployment office and stand in line to file their first or their initial jobless claim, which is not to say it's the first time they've been on employment. It's just on the first time they've been on employment since they were fired or laid off the last time. And if you happen to be in a union work and you've got a piece of union work and it only lasts for 3 or 4 weeks, you could have many times where you're standing in the jobless claims line filing an initial report. The four-week average of 405,000, now remember we've got 300 million people, is 10,000 below the month-ago period to hint at mild improvement for the October employment report. However, we must remember that these numbers can get changed in excess of 10,000 at a pop on a week-to-week basis. So don't rush out and spend all your money yet. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index is at a minus 51.1. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index fell to a minus 51.1 in the week ended October the 23rd, the lowest in a month, from a minus 48.4 the prior period. This measure of consumer confidence is at its lowest since the recent recession. The consumer confidence is at the lowest since what, 2008? In the last 3 years? Well, that tells you that people are not feeling too confident this morning. Well, got a lot of news on the browser here. I'm not going to cover all of it in great detail. This one, ex-Goldman director Gupta indicted in a probe. Well, Rajat Gupta, I wouldn't imagine he has a dot in his forehead, but it goes that way. Patricia Hurtado, David Glovin, and Chris Dolmetsch, collaboratively writing this one for Bloomberg. Rajat Gupta, the former Goldman Sachs Group Inc. director accused of feeding tips to Galleon Group LLC co-founder Raj Rajaratnam. Boy, both these guys must, anyway, was charged in an indictment that made him the highest-ranking executive arrested in a nationwide crackdown on insider trading. But you look at the numbers, though, and, I mean, it's bad news, all right? But this is like chump change. They're over there beating crap out of the small guys while the big guys get away scot-free. Gupta, who also sat on the board of Procter & Gamble and led McKinsey & Company, was charged with 5 counts of securities fraud and 1 count of conspiracy to commit securities fraud in an indictment unsealed yesterday in Manhattan federal court. The indictment alleges that Gupta, 62, of Westport, Connecticut, was a close friend and a business associate of Rajaratnam. And I've purposely avoided this Rajaratnam story. It's been on the browser for weeks and weeks, months, maybe even years now, who made multi-million dollar investments with him and also passed him inside information after attending board meetings from 2008 through January 2009. Of course, they're not going after Barry the Usurper and his Vanguard money. As I understand, Barry the Usurper has been doing very, very good. since he's been a president, his investments are paying off big time.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so I'll close it out with Guptee here, just simply let you know that, as they say in the article here from Bloomberg, the tips generated illicit profits and loss avoidance of more than $23 million, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission alleged in a lawsuit filed yesterday. So they're out there straining at gnats and swallowing the camels. Anyway, let's go right over here and look at some more gnat straining. Iraq's war missing $6.6 billion is discovered in central bank. Wow. Anybody know where I parked the pachyderm? Anybody seen Dumbo? I can't remember. Where did we leave Dumbo? I don't know. Look in the hall closet. Well, is Dumbo in the closet? No. Look under the bed. No, Dumbo's not under the bed. Well, anyway, they found $6.6 billion, I guess. Tony Capaccio and David Lerman spinning this one for Bloomberg. A new Pentagon audit resolves a lingering Iraq war mystery, concluding that $6.6 billion of U.S.-controlled reconstruction money was transferred to the Central Bank of Iraq, not lost or stolen. Wow. Yeah. You know how it is. You sit down to your checkbook and you're trying to balance your accounts, you know, and you just can't remember what you did with that $6.6 billion. I know it's in there someplace. The coalition's provisional authority created by the U.S. to run Iraq after the invasion, well, that was their first problem, controlled more than $20.7 billion during its 14-month life. In 14 months. 14 months. Not 14 years. Not 14 centuries. It had 14 months worth of accounting paperwork, including $6.6 billion held when it was dissolved on June the 28th. So they had $20.7 billion total. Now 25% of it, $6.6 billion, were held when it was dissolved. Right? That money's not missing, said Inspector General Stuart Bowen in a telephone interview. A 2010 Bowen audit couldn't account for the money. 14 months, $20.7 billion. Couldn't find or account for $6.6 billion. That money's not missing. A 2010 Bowen audit couldn't account for the money. Today's report says, quote, sufficient evidence exists showing almost all, close quote, of the $6.6 billion was transferred to the central bank. Dude, put your reading glasses on. Almost all? Was it $6.4 billion? They got Gupta and they're running him up and down the flagpole for $23 million, and these guys can't find $6.6 billion, almost all of it. Well, we can't find all of it. I know Dumbo's in the house someplace. Where did I do? Where did I park my pachyderm? Where is that elephant anyway? The inability to account for the money led to suspicion in Iraq that the funds had been stolen. The Iraqis' Parliamentary Integrity Committee, wow, you sit on that one, wrote the United Nations in June that, quote, all indications are that the institutions of the United States of America, now there is no institution of the United States of America. The United States of America is the Articles of Confederation. The United States is the corporation down there in the District of Creeps and Criminals. Committed financial corruption by stealing money. Well, that's what the Iraqis told the United Nations. Daddy, daddy. Pointing the fingers. That's not true, Bowen said. Close quote. Quote, this report answers the question about the $6.6 billion. We conclude it was properly accounted for by the Federal Reserve Board Bank of New York and the Central Bank of Iraq. Of course, now we're going to have a central bank of Libya. If you can believe anything that comes out of the mouths of the Federal Reserve Board Bank of New York, you've got screws loose. Any doubt about how the money was handled after it left U.S. control is an Iraqi, not a U.S. government question. Now, how did it get out of the U.S. control? That damn key on the keyboard stuck again. I thought I was wiring that money to Iraq. It went to my bank account in Switzerland. It was just $6.6 billion. The Los Angeles Times in June fueled concern about the money when it quoted Bowen as calling the then unaccounted for $6.6 billion the largest theft of funds in national history. That's right, it does trump that $3 trillion that went missing under Rummy's watch and Cheney and Bush and course, you know, that's how we bought the ranch in Paraguay, but don't tell anybody. It's hard work. You know, it's hard work. U.S. controls question? Still, the audit raised questions about the CPA's financial management. It identifies three instances where about $4.3 billion of U.S. currency was deposited in the Iraqi bank. Well, that was mistake number one. In a manner that varied from that interim government's written policies and procedures. That's nice that the interim government was writing the policies and procedures of how they would steal money from us. But they did. Anyway, the Inspector General was unable to locate all of the required documents needed to show how and when the money was transferred. What did we do with the deposit book? Where's that deposit slip? Wow. A problem that Bowen found to be of concern given the massive amounts of money involved, the report said. Bowen's report also questions what authority the U.S. Defense Department had when it took control of $217.7 million stashed at a presidential palace vault. That's the Defense Department. 217 million. They got Gupta. They're ringing him over the, you know, dragging him over the coals, put him in front of the people. He's in front of the cameras all the time. The Defense Department, they take control. $217.7 million of Saddam Hussein's private money stashed at the presidential palace vault. What are they going to do with 100 and what is it, 40, 50 metric tons of Gaddafi's gold bullion? Yeah. A pending audit scheduled for release in January will account for that money at about $2.8 billion used by Defense Department agencies, including the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, for reconstruction projects. Boy, you better run. You saw what the U.S. Army did to the Corps of Engineers, did to the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. Why not Minot, as Minot gets swept away in the flood, right? U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Anyway, Pentagon Comptroller Robert Hale, what are the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers doing over there anyway? Well, I guess they do that sort of thing all over the world. Pentagon Comptroller Robert Hale accepted Bowen's report while raising several technical questions. Here's a quote. I'm hopeful that the results of this independent validation will support more productive dialogue that will preclude any misunderstandings by the government of Iraq related to the control of reconstruction money, Hale wrote in an October the 21st letter to Bowen. Reconstruction money. Sounds like the war of northern aggression, reconstruction in the south. November the 11th is when they started burning down Atlanta. Anyway. Let's go to the next one. U.S. Super Committee flirts with failure. You know, they call it that all the time. Heidi Prisdyla, writing this one for Bloomberg. Again, it's the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction. They don't ever want you to remember that. Title 4, Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction. You can find it on page 52 of 74 pages in that piece of legislation. And remember that according to Section D, their termination, the Joint Committee shall terminate on January the 31st of 2012. Yeah. Anyway, continuing. The Congressional Super Committee, wrong, seeking a long-term debt reduction deal remains at an impasse with a deadline deal near, and the prospect of failure is prompting concern about further downgrades of the nation's credit rating. So they'll probably just trigger, the mandatory cut, and that's the way it'll go. And this left-right paradigms, a pair of stinking, thin, skinny little skimpy dimes, this paradigm will go right on up to the deadline. That's how we got this committee in the first place, remember? We need to abolish the established two-party political system, and we can do that. But until we do that and regain the political will in Congress to do the right thing, we ain't getting out of the trouble that we're in. We continue to go down this ridiculous road with these established parties, and it's got to stop. With the committee heading into what may be a make-or-break week, for striking a deal over a package of at least $1.2 trillion in deficit cuts, members are deadlocked over the Democrats' insistence on tax increases, according to a committee aide who spoke on condition of chicken. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus proposed a deficit reduction plan worth almost $3 trillion, with about half comprised of tax increases, according to a congressional aide. The remainder would be spending cuts, including Medicare and Medicaid, as well as fee increases, the aide said. Republicans rejected that plan, which Senate Democrats wanted to pair with extensions of a payroll tax break and jobless benefits are scheduled to expire at the end of this year, the aide said. See, the problem is they got the wrong people in charge here, the wrong people on the committee. Just the wrong people. We need some people in there that understand finance and understand banking and understand how this system works, that are really actually willing to do something rather than just parade around on party platforms.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so, I mean, this stuff is the, you know, top news stories on Bloomberg, so I guess we need to cover it, but it's kind of depressing. Yeah, they got the wrong people here. They got the wrong people here. There's no doubt about it. They're gridlocked, said Greg Valliere, or Valerie, a chief political strategist at the Potomac Research Group. Like I said, you know, you got to have a Rolodex. Filled with all these experts, you know, and they pay you, they contribute to Bloomberg, probably, to get their names mentioned in the articles so they can plug the name of their companies. You know how it goes. They're gridlocked, said Greg Valerie, the chief political strategist at the Potomac Research Group. I don't know, have they done anything useful lately? Have they been right very often? He said in a Bloomberg television interview, you know, you need a guest. I don't do a lot of guests, you know, don't bring on a lot of guests. I can pretty well figure out what's going on with all the experts that say the level of partisanship is really about to ratchet up. Yeah, election year, I would say so. Valerie added that if the super committee, see this guy, he might have a Potomac research group, he might be an expert that says, but he's still stupid as a stick. He's still calling it a super committee. You know, some people call it the Enabling Act. Right. How about the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction with the deadline date of January 31, 2012? Can we keep that one on the table, please? They're gridlocked. That's right. The level of partisanship is really about to ratchet up. Now catch this one. If the super committee fails or just does half a loaf. Wow. A pinch half a loaf. Okay, well, if the super committee fails or just does half a loaf. then I think it's not just the S&P, but other agencies as well could take us down a notch. In other words, they're worried about a downgrade. Who gives a flying Walenda? Everybody's out there ringing their hands. My credit rating is down. Who cares? Neither a borrower nor a lender be. Gives a flip what the credit rating is. I don't borrow money. I ain't loaning any money either. Debt limit negotiations that dragged through June and July led to August 5th decision by Standard & Poor's to downgrade U.S. government debt. So what? As if that's going to change any of our problems. If the panel can't reach an agreement and Congress thwarts the automatic cuts, the U.S. could face additional downgrades, said John Chambers, an S&P managing director, in a telephone interview. If it gets watered down, that puts downward pressure on the ratings. This is not a horse race. All right, we have real serious problems. Who cares what the rating is? Let's get the job done, all right? Enough of this threats by the S&P managing director or Benjamin Shalom Bernanke or little Timmy Geithner or threatening and threatening. Let's just get down to work. Ron Paul's got some really seriously effective stuff in mind. Maybe we need to listen to him for a while. Several super committee members spoke at a hearing yesterday about the risks of falling short of an agreement, while others questioned whether it would be possible to alter the automatic spending cuts. So they're not getting busy with the task. They're complaining about what it is that they signed up for. Every day we hear more and more about what the effects of failure would be on our nation's long-term fiscal health and creditworthiness, said Senator Patty Murray, the 12-member panel's co-chairman and a Washington Democrat. Patty Murray, been around forever. Time is running short. You watch those basketball games? All the Nigerians run up and down with the ball. It's always that fourth quarter. You know, that's the fourth quarter. That's when the things really happen. The first quarter of the basketball game, they're showing everybody the hems on their new shorts and flashing their rings and their tats and things, strutting around, smiling at all the girls in the audience. It's that last quarter of the game where the superstars really shine on. Congressional Budget Office Director Doug Elmendorf Air Force Base in Alaska, told the panel that members need to find agreement by the first week of November to give his agency enough time to measure the savings of any large-scale plan. All right? So they need to get there, he says, by the first week of November, not wait until January 30th, midnight, before the committee terminates. Congressional Budget Officer blah, blah, blah told the panel that the members need to find their agreement again by the first week of November. Lawmakers have already taken significant steps to constrain discretionary spending. Such programs account for less than 20% of the federal budget. So they're still looking in all the wrong places. They're not looking at that pachyderm of the defense spending. They're not looking at the big ticket items. They're in there niggling around on the corners, all right? Anyway, seeking more revenue, goes on and on. Bank of Japan, now there's a whole series here. I'm just going to start with the players and work right straight up through it, but we're heading for what they came up with in the EU. Bank of Japan expands its stimulus as European debt crisis pushes up the yen. This is by Aki Ito and Teresa Baraclaw. Wow. The Bank of Japan expanded stimulus as Europe's sovereign debt crisis caused an appreciation in the yen that may endanger a recovery from the March earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear crisis. I wonder if they have any other catastrophes they could throw into that sentence. But anyway, what have they done? They've expanded stimulus, right? That's ex-lax for the monetary policy. They're spending more money. They've opened up the fire hose, and they're going to throw more money at this problem. This is not intelligence. This is just insanity. Governor Masaki Shirakawa and his policy board expanded their credit and asset purchase program to a total of 55 trillion yen, or 724 billion, from 50 trillion yen in an 8-to-1 vote. The central bank said in a statement in Tokyo today it also kept its overnight lending rate between 0 and 1%. You know, ours is doing LIBOR is right now at about, what, 0.25 or 2.4? London Interbank overnight lending rate. Central banks from Brazil to Russia have cut borrowing costs, and India signaled this week it was done with the rate increases as nations turn to shelter their economies from the global slowdown. I mean, one of the problems that we're going to really be dealing with here in this central economy, this global central economy coming out of the Vatican offices, that's kind of a hoax anyway. But as we go into this global economic order, this is the real problem. What we need to do is isolate diseases. If you've got a real problem one place, then go cure that disease. But when you run it system-wide across the entire face of the planet, that's where you go stupid. And that's what they're doing, basically. Because they've been cutting borrowing. In a word, this was disappointing, said Masaki Kano, a former senior official at the Bank of Japan and now chief economist J.P. Morgan Chase in Tokyo. Well, see, that was another one of their mistakes. It was bad enough for Hiroshima and Nagasaki. If that wasn't adding insult to injury, then they allowed J.P. Morgan Chase and Company to build a bank in Tokyo. Wrong plan there. They could have taken more active policies to give the market a positive surprise rather than moving little by little. But notice the way he says it. Masaki Kono. Oh, they could have taken more active policies to give the market a positive surprise. The Japanese like surprises and things like that, you know. Geisha girls jumping out from behind the screen and things. Give the market a positive surprise. Asian shares rose as European leaders agreed on a plan to expand a bailout fund to stem debt woes. The Nikkei 225 stock average rose 2%. And it just goes on. Let's go with another one. It's going to be all the same. A series of them. Everybody's responding. Jennifer Ryan and Svenga O'Donnell, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg under the headline, Fisher says BOE's stimulus justified as the economy may already be shrinking. Wow. This guy's brilliant. Bank of England's markets director Paul Fisher said expanding the monetary stimulus by £70 billion or $120 billion this month was the minimum amount needed to shore up an economy that may already be shrinking. He doesn't know for sure. Unexpectedly, it could shrink overnight. Maybe. Quote, there was sufficient downward momentum in the UK economy to justify $75 billion. Listen carefully. Fisher, 53, said in an interview in London yesterday, referring to the bank's October 6th decision to buy more bonds, quote, even if we get a silver bullet solution to Europe, I still thought we needed to do something like that to head off the risk of a slowdown. Now, all the people in the United Kingdom, UK, Britain, England, they're going to be subject to the outcome of whatever happens, according to what Fisher here is doing. But this is the level of intellect. Even if we get a silver bullet solution to Europe, I still thought we needed to do something like that to head off the risk of a slowdown. Just $120 billion, something like that, somewhere in there. You know, maybe. Maybe that'll do it. A silver bullet.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster.
In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
I tell you, we need to fire up a Become Vocal Local team in England to get on top of this guy, Fisher. He's a loose cannon. Not exactly a sharp, you know, the sharpest tool in the shed either. Again, this is the quote, you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, we had this little bump up, everybody's, you know, kissing and hugging in Europe. They got all the financial woes of the world solved, all right, okay, and their special little meeting. There was sufficient downward movement or momentum in the UK economy to justify $75 billion. Even if we get a silver bullet solution to Europe, I still thought we needed to do something like that to head off the risk of a slowdown. Justify $75 billion. It's not his money. Policymakers expanded their asset purchase plan. Policymakers, monetary policymakers, by the way, expanded their asset purchase plan for the first time since 2009 as Europe's debt crisis and Britain's budget squeeze threatened growth. You know, they got people burning down the city of London. And these boners are up there doing this. Fisher said there might be, quote, a 50-50 chance the economy will contract in the fourth quarter. A 50-50 chance. This guy's an expert? An 8-year-old could throw a 50-50. Yeah, it's either going to go or ain't. It's either going to work or it won't. We'll either get it running and it won't. I'll either get to work today or I can't. European leaders persuaded bondholders to take 50% losses on Greek debt. Well, that's the 50-50 chance. After talks in Brussels conclude that early this morning. Fisher said the UK grows maybe not better, much better than flat. Not much better than flat. You know, usually they just take them over the morgue at that point, put them on the gurney, you know, wheel them out, put them in the refrigerator. Or down to Quick Trip if you're in Libya. Put them in the beer cooler. Looking at the fourth quarter, for example, at best it seems to be flat. Could easily have negative growth. So the technical outcome of two quarters of negative growth in a row could quite easily come out about flat. But hopefully we've spotted it coming, and we've taken action which will help prevent it. This is this guy Fisher. I'm not making it up. These are the quotes. I voted for 75, that would be billion, because I was pretty sure we'd have to do at least 75, he said. Folks, you want to know why we're in trouble? We've got insane children and adolescents running the asylum. Well, Sarkozy is to seek China aid as the EU expands its rescue fund. Another one off Bloomberg this morning. I mean, there's a whole boat full of these things. Jonathan Stearns and Helene Fouque are writing this one collaboratively. French President Nicolas Sarkozy said he plans to call on Chinese counterpart Hu Jintao today to discuss China contributing to Europe's efforts to resolve the region's debt crisis. China's not interested in this program, by the way. The European Financial Stability Facility, that's the EFSF, EFSF, the European Financial Stability Facility. If you can't figure out what the hell to do, give it a fancy name. That's what we do on the farm. Will be worth about $1.4 trillion after European leaders agreed to leverage existing guarantees by as much as five times. Sarkozy said at a briefing in Brussels at 4 o'clock a.m. local time. The presidents will speak about noon on Brussels time, and Chinese support will be welcome, he said. Jiang Yu, China's foreign ministry spokeswoman, and said Beijing is ready to work with Europe to stabilize markets. Sarkozy outreach precedes a Group of 20 summit he will host next week and coincides with European efforts to bolster the role of the International Monetary Fund in overcoming European Union's region's woes. This is insanity, man. This is insanity.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again on our Thursday, October the 27th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now starting our second hour of today's broadcast, closing out the news, heading towards the end of that browser basket and going into something else. But not quite yet. This is an article off Bloomberg. Sarkozy to seek China aid as EU expands its rescue fund. Jonathan Stearns and Helene Fouquet writing this one. You know, overnight, they stayed up all night trying to figure out what to do in the EU zone. And here we go, a little bit more of a quote. Quote, China will need time to evaluate this plan very carefully, said Shen Jiangwang, a Hong Kong-based economist for Mitsui Securities Asia Limited. China will need time to evaluate this plan very carefully. No kidding. Quote, what worries China is so much disagreement among European policymakers. It doesn't want to be seen spending money on a plan that even Europeans don't want to support. There is some sanity left in this world, but you're not going to find it in Europe. What worries China is that there is so much disagreement among European policymakers. It, meaning China, doesn't want to be seen spending money on a plan that even the Europeans don't want to support. This is the most sane sentence that was in Bloomberg today. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao has signaled willingness to aid the European Union as financial turmoil within the region threatens to crush export demand in China's biggest market. Everybody's got an interest. China has an interest in Europe, too. They make a money there. It'd be my cash machine over there. But it's crazy, you know, because if China has to bail out the buyer so that the buyer can afford to buy the cheap Chinese plastic crap that China has to export, what is the sum total gain there for China? And I think they're going to weigh the cost-benefit analysis very carefully, very carefully. China will need time to evaluate this plan very carefully. Now, here you go. The EU sets, this is the big news, this is the lead story here. The EU sets a 50% Greek write-down, $1.4 trillion in a rescue fund. A 50% Greek write-down, all right? Bondholders taking it in the shorts. James Nugger and Stephanie Bedoni are writing this one for Bloomberg. European leaders cajoled bondholders into accepting a 50% write-down. You can call that a haircut if you'd like, but when it's a 50%er, they're taking you off at the belt line. On Greek debt and boosted their rescue fund's capacity to 1 trillion euros or $1.4 trillion. I'm talking about TARP funds, about the same number. And funny, that $1.4 trillion, that's just about what Timmy Geithner is gathering up over here. Is the United States, are we going to send $1.4 trillion in Iraqi dinars or some other thing over to Europe? That's my question. I've been watching that number. It's so similar to numbers that are being bandied about over here. In a crisis-fighting package intended to shield the euro area. Where are they going to get that $1.4 trillion? Is that coming off your back and mine? The 17-nation euro and stocks climbed while bond spreads narrowed after leaders emerged early today from a 10-hour summit in Brussels. Armed with a plan, they said, points the way out of the quagmire, albeit with some details still to be ironed out. See, this is like the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction. They are having a lot of words, but they're coming to no consensus, all right? So they came out of this 10-hour summit. Now, really, they should have just gone ahead and adjourned that summit early and all gone home and gotten a good rest and come back today. But instead, they stayed up all night drinking champagne and eating Viagra and came back with a deal that's no deal at all. Overall, the outcome is better than we anticipated a week ago, said Laurent Bilkey, the global head of inflation strategy at Nomura International PLC in London, in an interview. Of course, we don't know how much Laurent Bilkey had to pay Bloomberg to get his name in the article. Quote, there are several issues left open, but I do believe that getting a more necessary debt relief for Greece is a pretty important step. Now, of course, this is like 6 months, 8 months, a year old. Right. Last-ditch talks with bank representatives led to debt relief accord. In an effort to quarantine Greece and prevent speculation against Italy and France from ravaging the eurozone and wreaking havoc on the global economic system. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou will address the nation at 8 p.m. in Athens to outline the summit's ramifications for the country at the eye of the two-year debt, the sovereign debt crisis. At the eye of the two-year, like the eye of a hurricane, the eye of the two-year sovereign debt crisis. The world's attention was on these talks. Yes, that's true. German Chancellor Angela Merkel told reporters in Brussels at about 4:15 a.m. We Europeans showed tonight that we reached the right conclusion. So they got pictures here of Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou embracing Luxembourger Prime Minister under the look of the Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Although Berlusconi's not really looking at them, he's looking at the 16-year-old in the front row. Yeah. That's what Berlusconi likes, some young ones, you know. Last-ditch talks was represented. The world's attention was on these talks. Goes on. It's long on words. Here you go now. It's long on words and short on detail, said Peter Dixon, an economist at Commerce Bank's AG in London. Quote, the solution that's been put in place now gives us enough ammunition to stave off any immediate problems, but we may well run into other problems down the track. Long on words, short on detail. So just file that away in your memory bank. And when people tell you that all of the European debt woes are taken care of, just remember, it's long on words, as Lark from Texas used to say, tyranny of words. It's long on words and short on detail. Clean energy developers reaped excess, U.S. aid auditors say. See, they can't find $6.6 billion in Iraq. Missing about $21 million over here. And here's another one, Jim Estesau Jr. writing this one. The usurper's administration overpaid. You want to get on that green energy gravy train. You want to get your nose down in the hog trough here, baby. The Obama administration overpaid renewable power developers in a federal grant program, including $2.08 million distributed to a unit of Acciona S.A., a Spanish maker of Don Quixote's windmills, according to government investigators. The excess payment to Eco Grove Wind LLC, a unit of Acciona, was uncovered in an audit by the U.S. Treasury Department's Inspector General. Eco Grove received $67.9 million grant in October for a wind farm in Illinois through a program to promote clean power created in the economic stimulus bill that year. Barry, the usurper's administration already faces congressional inquiries over the Energy Department's $535 million loan guarantee to Solyndra LLC, a maker of solar panels that filed for bankruptcy on September the 6th. The audits raised questions about the Treasury's management of a separate grant program that was awarded $9.2 million to wind, solar, and geothermal projects. Free energy. Yeah, free energy, all right.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And sometimes your best laid plans and pipelines don't come through for you. Trans-Canada Pipeline, this is a KXL project covering this threat as it comes along. The Trans-Canada Pipeline threatened by proposed Nebraska rerouting. All right, this article by Bradley Olson. This one just doesn't make sense to me anyway. The Trans-Canada Corporation's Keystone XL Pipeline may be threatened by legislation in Nebraska that would reroute the $7 billion project. In engineering, we learn to get rid of all these kind of obstacles and roadblocks up front. But they're not. They've got a photograph here showing that they're digging pipe. They're digging the ditches and they're laying the pipe, baby. The only problem is it's on a train to nowhere. In a special session on November the 1st, Nebraska lawmakers will consider a bill aimed at forcing Calgary-based TransCanada to move the pipeline to the state's eastern edge, a step that company officials say may put the project in jeopardy. Duh! One would certainly think so. Excuse me, I would like you to move that pipeline 500 miles to the east, please. Huh? You're supposed to clear that all up in the consensus meetings, you know? They didn't. Ranchers in Nebraska and environmentalists, watch them now, have raised concerns that the pipeline's path in the state across the freshwater aquifer and the marshy terrain pose unacceptable risks in the event of an oil spill. The state governor and both U.S. senators opposed the project's route. Talked about this earlier in the week. I don't know why they're piping it 1,661 miles all the way down to Texas. Why don't they just do the refining in Canada and export finished product? Why are they piping it all the way to Texas? Doesn't make any sense at all. Anyway, they're doing it. We're not supposed to anticipate anything making sense this morning. There will be greater than normal pressure from the public to do something that moves the pipeline. Chris Langemeyer, a senator who heads the committee that will weigh any bills proposed in the session, said in an interview yesterday, a move to change the route may not withstand a court challenge, however. Speaker of the legislature, Mike Flood, that's what they're worried about, the flood, and Mike's going to talk about it, said in an October the 19th letter to colleagues, Flood also cast doubt on whether a law giving the state authority over pipeline routes would be able to force TransCanada to change the path of the Keystone XL. Apparently, it doesn't make any difference, you know. If TransCanada wants to put a Keystone pipeline across Nebraska, Nebraska may not be able to defend itself against the Canadians. Go figure that one out. Flood said in the letter he doesn't support the move because it could delay the project by 16 months. An interruption of that length that could kill the 1,661-mile pipeline, said Mark Lewis, a specialist in pipeline law at Bracewell and Giuliani. I don't know if it's any relation to Charlie, but he said that in Washington, D.C. An interruption of that length could kill the pipeline deal. Well, it's kind of like turning around the Trans-Texas Corridor at the Oklahoma border, isn't it? That's where they put in the cul-de-sac there using the power of coordination. Delayed to death? Sometimes these projects just get delayed to death, Lewis said in an interview. If the legislation is eventually reversed by a court, it may be a hollow victory for TransCanada. Of course, you know, he says here correctly, the risk of a delay from the legislation is very serious. I'd like to see a Canada Trans-Canada pipeline that brings our Prudhoe oil, Bay oil from the Arctic North all the way down to, let's say, Seattle in that vicinity and put in some refineries in Washington State. So if we could access our Alaskan oil without having to take it to sea. Maybe if we could cut a deal here with the Canadians, then we might allow some kind of a crossing of Nebraska if they'll allow us to cross the Yukon Territory and British Columbia so that we can pipeline all of our oil in the Alaska pipeline from Prudhoe Bay all the way to Washington State. That would be a good trade. A delay could put the pipeline project in doubt, Sean Howard, a TransCanada spokesman, or spokesman, said the company can't move the route legally. The company can't move the route legally, he said. Why can't he? You can't ask us to change the route and act like it's just changing an order on a menu, Howard said in a telephone interview yesterday. A new route would start the entire process right from the beginning. This is what professional activists who have been opposing Keystone want. They want to delay. They want to tie it up through legal means. Well, there's the article. Five other states, pipeline would traverse Montana, South Dakota, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, have either approved the route or have leaders who have expressed support for it. So they're finding a weak link just as it crosses out of Canada into the U.S. and blocking it there, which is where it should be blocked, if blockage is what is needed. But again, I still wonder why they're not considering just going ahead and refining it. Why does it need to have a pipeline all the way across the United States, 1,600 miles long, to get to Texas? To the refineries there? To the ports there? Or is this just more of the advancement of the Trans-Texas and the NASCO corridor, I wonder? Well, anyway, who knows? I'm just a reporter. Into the United Nations, haven't covered any more of this for a while, the future of cities, UN Habitat, the United Nations Human Settlements Program, that's Chapter 7 in Agenda 21, by the way, just picking up. The future of cities, and it is correctly said that the 21st century will be the century of local authorities. I'm reading right out of a little publication here from the United Nations. All right? This is out of Nairobi, Kenya, the 9th of May, 2003, the future of cities, report of a parallel event held on the occasion of the 19th session of the Governing Council of the United Nations Human Settlement Program, that's Habitat, Jimmy Carter and all that. But the future of cities, and it is correctly said that the 21st century would be the central century of local authorities. That's why we say here that as globalism transitions from global to local, we need to become ready and become vocal local right where we are to block the globalist agenda in our towns, our cities, and our counties, and our states. Why? Because we did our homework years ago and found out that the future of cities, and it is correctly said that the 21st century will be the century of local authorities. This is where we need to put all of our attention, focus all of our attention, stop this stuff right here before we buy in, okay? Public buy-in. We don't want their money. We don't want the grants and aid. We know that every time we put our hands out for unearned grants and aid, we start to receive that bag of shekels, that the shackles of control will come right on. Mind-forged manacles. Lies in local policies to design to implement the paradigm of civil society. The paradigm of civil society. Wow. And the principles of good governance. Not government or governments, plural, but the paradigm of civil society, Juris Civilis, Roman civil law, the Vatican, and the Rothschilds, and the principles of good governance. Naturally, this depends on the size of the cities. So we talked a little bit about regionalism and metropolitan statistical areas earlier in the week. But more and more we have to realize that cities consist, furthermore, of several city individuals. And this, of course, is polycentrism. Cities must in the future be understood as citizens' cities or citizens' communities. This is the prelude to communitarian law. Citizens' cities or citizens' communities. That citizen word is really terribly troubling. This means that all actors, the local politicians, the local administrations, as well as all citizens, the CBOs, the NGOs, and representatives of the private and informal sectors are equal partners and equal parts of the organism, or system, called city. Citizens are no longer only subjects or clients, but more and more, they are partners. Chew on that one for a while. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back to the Invisible Government by Dan Smoot, a Section Committee for Economic Development. In its 1957 annual report, the Committee for Economic Development gave details on its educational work in public schools and colleges. All right, now, these are the people that are actually in power today, people that were in school in the 1950s, largely. In fact, a lot of us that were in school in the 1950s are now older than those people that are in power today. In his 1957 annual report, the Committee for Economic Development gave details on its educational work in public schools and colleges. This work was, at that time, carried on primarily by the CED's Business Education Committee, and by two subsidiary operations which that committee created, the College Community Research Centers and the Joint Council on Economic Education. You notice this morning all the news fit to talk about is economic news. And it's all economy, 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 environment, environment, environment. It's all about economy, economy, economy. You know, this is the new morality. Profit, good. Loss, bad. If you're making a profit, it's a good thing. No matter who you harm. And if you're making a loss, well, then you need to privatize the profits and socialize the losses. From the 1957 annual report of the Committee for Economic Development, we read, quote, CED's efforts to promote and improve economic education in the schools are of special appeal to those who are concerned both with education and the progress of the free enterprise system. One would have to wonder whether we still have a free enterprise system anywhere on the planet. But certainly the work that Vicki Davis has done at channelingreality.com, tying together the dots, if you will, between corporations and education and the use of academia to do the research work and the heavy lifting for corporations in patent development and production development, and then the use of prison industries to go ahead and turn the crank, ought to be enough for us all to pay attention. The Global Jobs to Work Program, or School to Work Program, kind of redundant there, Will. The business education program and the numerous college community research centers it has sponsored, together with the use of CED publications as teaching materials, represent an important contribution to economic education on the college level. Of course, I'm doing a bit of a college course work on the side here with our 1945 Principles of Accounting, written by Howard Noble, in great detail. This is a book that would probably be too tough for the average college student today. Too tough. He demands of his students at the end of each chapter the ability not only to comprehend what it was that he has taught in that chapter, but then to be able to demonstrate it over and over and over again with laboratory examples and so on. And the questions are compelling. You really have to think to answer those questions and to do the things he's asking you to do. Certainly by the time you had finished that book, you would be confident to go out and answer an advertisement someplace for a accountant or a bookkeeper. In the primary and secondary schools, the introduction of economics into teaching programs. See how important it is to be able to control the production of the textbooks. And why, even if we were able to wrestle control of government, that it would take at least 12 years, in my estimation, to make a significant turnaround. Because we have to go all the way for this year's seniors, I can do little. For the juniors, a little more. The sophomores and the freshmen, more yet. The 7th and 8th graders, yeah, we could work with them. But where the greatest gains will be is to go all the way back to the kindergarten and start there. We've got to sanitize their minds from all of this crap has been shoved into them, and we need to rewrite all of the textbooks with a little bit of honest and genuine historical revisionism so that they can at least know what the kind of a world they're growing up in and what their relationship or role might be in that world. In the primary and the secondary schools, the introduction of economics into teaching programs is moving forward steadily. If your mother talks about it, your father talks about it, they talk about it on the news, on the evening news, and all of the television adverts and everything you hear on the radio. If your pastors talk about it, your friends talk about it, by the time you get out of high school, you believe it. It's become your life, whatever the lie was. The Business Education Committee continued in 1957 its work with the College Community Research Centers and the Joint Council on Economic Education. The Joint Council's program to improve the teaching of economics in public schools is now operating in 39 states and the 25 community college research centers active last year brought to more than 3,000 the number of business and academic men who have worked together on economic research projects of local and regional importance. In its work, the committee, Business Education Committee, is finding especially valuable the experience gained through the operation of the college community research centers. These centers are financed partly by the CED, partly by the Fund for Adult Education, a Ford Foundation, and partly by locally raised funds. And we've got these little job centers, even one here in southwest Missouri, up in Monette, not far from me, where they're basically, you know, training the monkeys to do the jobs for the corporations that help to underwrite these job centers. Nobody learns how to think. They just simply learn how to turn the crank properly. CED helped to establish and works with this independent organization, the Joint Council on Economic Education, which is now conducting four major types of activities. One, summer workshops for teachers. These working sessions, sponsored by colleges and universities, provide 3 weeks training in economics and develop ways to incorporate economics into the school curriculum. Now, you could take the word economics out of here, and you could put in environment. There's three E's of sustainable development: economy, environment, and equity. Just take out of what I'm reading to you, economy, and insert environment. The same effect, in a different direction. 3 weeks training in economics and developing ways to incorporate economics into the school curriculum. Over 19,000 persons have participated since the programs began. Now, you can imagine the influence of a school teacher or a college professor over a lifetime of work, 20 years, 30 years, working at a university, working in the educational system, and think of the multiplying effect. Think of that one person as a center of influence, influencing the mind of all of those young people that pass through their classrooms in all of those years, especially with input on changing the textbooks on an annual basis, always changing the curriculum, moving the curriculum forward, moving the agenda forward, down the field another yard, down the field another yard, down the field another yard, and score another touchdown. Here's number two. Cooperating school program. 20 school systems are working with the Joint Council on Economic Education to demonstrate how economics can be incorporated into the present curriculum. College programs. Few students majoring in education now take economics courses. Therefore, 20 leading institutions are working with the Joint Council to develop better training in economics for prospective teachers. How do you do that? You change the requirements for a graduation certificate, for a degree program, and you include courses on economics. In other words, they become required if you're in a degree field. Number four, high school community projects. The Joint Council on Economic Education is helping to conduct demonstration programs which show how students can use community resources to improve their economics education. The other day, in our local newspaper, there was a young lad who had come forward, and he had a program that he was presenting to the local, it's not the Chamber of Commerce, it's the City Council. And the City Council approved his little idea, and it's to create a community garden. Community gardens. Of course, we hear about the gardening. Everybody's doing gardening, right? Everybody's getting prepared. Everybody's worried about 2012. They're getting ready for the downturn, so there are lots of preppers out there, and they're all getting ready. So they've approved a community garden if someone will donate the acre of land that it needs. But this young fellow came out of a school. He was like a sixth or seventh grader, and he had a plan for a community garden. Now, overall, you could say, well, a community garden, that's a nice thing. Well, why are you upset about that? Well, I'm upset about that because they're inculcating the young people in the three E's of sustainable development in schools. And they're getting support at the local level. The Committee for Economic Development claims that its educational work in economics is dedicated to the progress of free enterprise. And many of its programs in schools and colleges are educational, but as subtle and relentless emphasis is on the governmental inventionism that is the essence of the New Dealism, the Fair Dealism, Modern Republicanism, and New Frontierism. And you can find the Pilgrim Society there in that New Frontierism, as well as the Dominionists and others. The family. The governmental interventionism prescribed long ago as a way to socialize the economy of America in preparation for integrating this nation into a worldwide socialist system.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And on into Ludwig von Mises here in the final segment of today's broadcast is Socialism and Economic and Sociological Analysis. And so again, you know, if you go over to the von Mises Institute and all that, you know, you're going to get a full dose of socialism and you're going to get a full dose of economic and sociological analysis. Although he's very critical on socialism, and rightly so. But again, it forces you back into thinking economically and sociologically. And sociology, of course, the queen of sciences, trumping even philosophy, was as a term and a science coined and started up by Auguste Comte. And many look to the idea of an economist or political economy as being the work, the handiwork of the Adam Weishaupt crew and the Illuminati. So what experts do you believe? What I suggest we do is to listen to everybody, read everything, and withhold judgment until we get enough information put together, and then formulate our own understanding of these things. But only a complete and critical study of the ideas of socialism will enable us to understand what is happening around us, von Mises writes. On no account must a disposition to avoid sharp words be permitted to lead to a compromise. It's time these amateurs are unmasked. Which amateurs? Well, to all these talking heads. Dissertations on current questions which lose themselves in detail are useless, for they are too much absorbed in the particular and the accidental to have eyes for the general and the essential. And again, from A.B. Dicey, we must understand how important law and public opinion is. You get too detailed, you know, some of the people out there like to push a lot of pablum, and that's all they do is push pablum. But if you get too detailed, then you lose audience share like we do here. Not everybody can put up with 2 hours of Mr. Well, and I understand that. And so they will continue to work for socialism, helping thereby to bring about the inevitable decline of the civilization which the nations of the West have taken thousands of years to build. And so we must inevitably drift on to chaos and misery, the darkness of barbarism and annihilation. Ask Muammar Gaddafi's family. I do not share this gloomy view, however, he writes. It may happen thus, but it need not happen thus. And that's what I say, too. It might happen, but it doesn't need to happen if we will just stand up and do something. It is true that the majority of mankind are not able to follow difficult trains of thought, and that no schooling will help those who can hardly grasp the most simple proposition to understand complicated ones. But just because they cannot think for themselves, the masses follow the lead of the people we call educated. Once convince these, and the game is won. The people we call educated. So we need to work with some of the people that are the leaders in our area. Some of our best spent time can be in educating the minds of those that are pulling the string, the wire pullers. I know only too well how hopeless it seems to convince impassioned supporters of the socialist idea by logical demonstrations that their views are preposterous and absurd. I know too well that they do not want to hear, to see, or above all to think that they are open to no argument. This is the idea of voluntary ignorance and willful oblivion. You find it in Black's Law Dictionary. It's defined. It's a legal term. But new generations grow up with clear eyes and open minds. That's why we need to go all the way back to the Montessori school. We have to go back to the mothers and the daughters and the fathers and the brothers and begin in the home and come forward from there. We need to start with those clear eyes and sound minds. And they will approach things from a disinterested, unprejudiced standpoint. They will weigh and examine, will think and act with forethought. It is for them that this book is written. Whether civilized humanity will perish forever or whether the catastrophe will be averted at the 11th hour and the only possible way of salvation retraced, by which we mean the rebuilding of a society based on the unreserved recognition of private property in the means of production, is a question which concerns the generation destined to act in the coming decades, for it is the ideas behind their actions that will decide it. He wrote that in January of 1932 in Vienna. And folks, we are that generation. This is that time. The hour is at hand. Sarkozy, Merkel, Haggard, Hu Jintao. We're on the edge of a major collapse here. If we're going to be that replacement, if we're going to be the change that we're looking for, just this step up. An election cycle right on top of us. What are we doing tonight? The Ozark Property Rights Congress will be having their monthly meeting at the Cassville Public Library. Anybody in the southwest Missouri area that wants to come by and chat with me, I'll be at our meeting tonight. Some people are actively working in their communities, others are not. Opposition in principle to socialism, there is none. Today, no influential party would dare to openly advocate private property in the means of production. The word capitalism expresses for our age the sum of all evil. Even the opponents of socialism are dominated by socialist ideas. In seeking to combat socialism from the standpoint of their special class interest, these opponents, the parties which particularly call themselves bourgeois or peasant, admit indirectly the validity of all the essentials of socialist thought. For if it is only possible to argue against the socialist program that it endangers the particular interests of one part of humanity, one has really affirmed socialism. Well, it just gets worse. And we're not even done with the introduction to this book yet. All right, hundreds of pages here. This can only come about because few real opponents of socialism are left, even fewer today. It is on the complete victory of the socialist ideas in the last decades that the great power of the Russian Bolshevism rests. But bolder and more consistent people greet without hesitation the dawn of a new epoch, and we're here. Marx and Engels never tried to refute their opponents with arguments. They insulted, ridiculed, derided, slandered, and traduced them. And in the use of these methods, their followers are not less expert. Their polemic is directed never against the argument of the opponent, but always against his person. Few have been able to withstand such tactics. Few indeed have been courageous enough to oppose socialism with that remorseless criticism which it is the duty of the scientific thinker to apply to every subject of inquiry. It's written in 1932. Right? You see that the same sort of stuff is being used by the controlled media on a day-to-day basis. Every one of you listening this morning have heard all of this before in other words written by other men. They insult you. They ridicule you. They deride you. They slander you. They traduce you. And they're expert. Even the followers, even the lesser minions, they know this is their fallback. You go back and grab the Hasbara manual off the internet and read that one. Anybody that says anything about that illegitimate box of rocks Israel is going to get the full measure of all of the above. And our support for it. Marxism declares on the one hand that the socialism of the means of production is the ends towards which economic evolution leads with the inevitability of a natural law. Unfortunately, we're starting to see the error of that in the world around us as we socialize the global economy. The purpose of the prohibition is to study the working of a socialist community, which was justified by a series of threadbare arguments. Was really intended to prevent the weakness of the Marxist doctrines from coming clearly to light in discussions regarding the creation of a practicable socialist society. Yeah, you can come together, 6, 8, or 10 of you, for the time being, and pool your resources and create a little commune to get you through the bad times. But after the bad times are behind you, that little commune is going to look pretty rude. No one works long on communal property. You ever lived in an apartment building? How about Watts? And I'm not talking about Alan Watt or Alan Watts. I'm talking about Watts. People pooping in the hallways, peeing in the doorways, let the whole place go down, rats running all over the place. All those brick buildings built as low-income subsidized housing, eventually they just had to blow it up. Demolish the whole thing. It doesn't work. Unless you've got a stake in it, you aren't going to work on it. Unless you got a stake in it, you won't patch the window. You won't repaint the house. You won't even mow the lawn. Only because people were not allowed to talk or think about the nature of the socialist community was socialism able to become the dominant political movement of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Well, that's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food?
Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle.